I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The annual midwinter bat survey is underway in West Virginia, and like most years of late, this year continues to show the continuing scourge of white nose syndrome. I'll tell you more about it coming up after this. Bat numbers in West Virginia went into a free fall several years back when what's now commonly known as white nose syndrome was discovered in caves in West Virginia. That fungal infection has now spread all across the country, killing bats by the thousands as they hibernate in the winter. Greg Stoller at DNR says that was once the most common bat in West Virginia. The little brown bat has been decimated down to nearly nothing. And one of the endangered species in the state is getting worse.
Well, to be honest with you, things aren't looking really good. We've been doing several winter cave surveys, and what we're finding is Indiana bats, which were endangered before white nose and in pretty low numbers, continue to decline pretty significantly. So even though the numbers were way down 2 years ago when we did the survey, we're seeing maybe a 40% decline from those numbers. So they're continuing to decline. It doesn't look good for them. Little brown bats, which were much more common before white nose, probably one of our most common bats, they showed about a 97-98% decline. I think the numbers are stabilizing a little bit. So, you know, we might be at the bottom, and hopefully we'll start seeing some recovery. We actually had caves where the numbers came up a little bit.
Tricolored bats have also been hard hit by the fungus. One silver lining to all of this is the state's other endangered bat, the Virginia big-eared bat, has weathered the storm almost unaffected.
Good news, if, you know, there isn't much these days, is that Virginia big-eared bats, which were our rarest bat, continue to increase and are not infected by white nose syndrome, even though other bats in the same caves have it. And we're at the highest number we've ever seen for those bats.
Nobody knows exactly what causes white nose, and nobody really knows exactly why the big-eared bats aren't affected.
You know, there have been people researching that, and we've collected lots of samples, and we really don't know the answer. But what it looks like it may be is that the microflora that grow on the bat's wings, the bacteria and yeast and fungi that are naturally there, is quite a bit different on Virginia big-eared bats than the other bats. So it might be that they have something growing on them that either inhibits the fungus or might actually be fighting the fungus. So it looks like there's some natural biological control for those bats.
Now, one would think if there was a way to spread that material generally naturally by the big-eared bats to others in the cave, it would be a saving grace. But Stoller points out after hibernating for thousands of years in the same cave together, if it hasn't been shared yet, it probably won't be. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.